Hello.
Yes. Oh, hey, Jake. Yeah, I think we got cut off before. I thought I'd get back to you. So
yeah, no, that's good. I could be getting a call soon, just to let you know. But,
okay.
Yeah, no, we're good
okay.
For now.
Good, good. Yeah, so I just wanted to double check. You said that he was going to charge you $165, and he says he's going to verify the listing?
Yeah, or, yeah, he did it before, but I did some things I shouldn't have got taken down. So, I am going to do another one, but I'd rather maybe even just try the postcard because either way I got to pay that with you guys if you guys run it, huh?
I was thinking, why not try the postcard first, and then once you send that over to Google, if it gets suspended, they'll tell you why it's suspended and what information you need, and then if it gets to where it's like some kind of advanced verification where it's too tricky for you, then you could always call us, and that's where we can create an account and get involved, and then all you'd have to do is add us as a manager to that listing that you already started. So
if you guys could verify my list, help me verify my listings better, I'd give a lot more work. Because here's the thing, I'm doing more business in California rather than Texas, because Texas is not really good as people say it is. And so I'm trying to, you know, start more over here. And if you could help me verify them easier, that's my biggest issue. Why, like, I know that with the postcard, I had two locations that never got put up because I couldn't do it. Maybe I wasn't giving enough effort into it, but if there's a way you could help me on that, get it verified and just you know, be on my team with that, then it would really help both of us.
Yeah, yeah. So we don't have like a component where we just do the verification. We do like the whole package for $249 month to month, or you know, we don't.
You
so
were doing
it's
like
not
$149
like,
with me, weren't you?
It could have been that you started with the $249 package and then at one point you took off the ads and that's why it went down to $149. Because the $249 package includes the Facebook ads.
$100 ads, huh?
Exactly. So it could be that you had a package like that. But yeah, they
yeah,
don't have...
Yeah, it was $120 like that. You
yeah, that's the... I'm looking in your notes, and I do see that you had $229, which at some point went up to $329. Looks like you maybe threw some Google ads in there, and then it went back down to $129. So, if you're ready to do that, I will go to management and see if I can honor that $129 pricing because that's no longer available, but you already have existing accounts with it. So I'm pretty sure that they would allow me to match it for you for your new account.
Yeah, they
usually
do. I've given you
Yeah, I think they will. Yeah, just something that I'd have to just, you know, kind of let them know that I'm going to do before I, you know, set it up.
Yeah,
and then
no problem.
Just so that we're all clear, because there is a past due balance of just the two little $39 payments on the other two. So do you want to hold off on
those?
Yeah,
you told me I had to pay it and then I can close those off, right? And not paying
right,
anymore.
And that's what I wanted to ask you, because the one she just paid was for Fort Worth Movers, so we still have outstanding the Cowboy Strength, and then I think it's the HB Movers, which is the last one that's outstanding right now. Moving Company. Fountain Valley Moving Company is the last one.
Yeah,
so do you want to update the payment on those and keep it open, or do you want to hold off and wait closer to the billing?
I don't want to pay for those anymore. I don't want to, you know, it's just, it's month to
okay.
month.
Okay, so,
you know.
So then we'd have to do that final payment on each of them and I can cancel right after. Would that work?
Yeah,
You'd be paying about $78 for both of them. Yeah, but the thing is in the terms and conditions, you agreed to an automatic renewal on the 29th in order to prevent the next month's charge. So the August 29th payment is outstanding on both of them. So that's the problem. If it was September 29th that was coming up, it would be no problem because, you know, we're doing it before the billing is due. But it's that August 29th payment that's outstanding on them. So you don't have to do the, you know, $78 today. If you want to just settle that and cancel, we can set it up, you know, So I could maybe call you next week or something and we could do that. I just wanted to double check, since you paid on the one, if you wanted to do all three of them at the same time, or how you wanted to handle it.
I mean, I really just want to pay, you know, like, I'd rather just have an outstanding balance on fucking the Cowboy Strength movers and pay the Fort Worth movers. I don't really care about that one, you know. I was just, I don't feel, it's month to month. I don't know, you know. It's, I don't really want to. I'm going to be giving you guys, you know, these, if you could waive one, that'd be cool. Because I'm going to be giving you guys, you know, more work coming up. So, I mean, I'm trying to do this out here in California, but it's just slow. So I'm trying to find the right businesses, you know.
So if I could get the Cowboy Strength one to be eliminated, you would take care of the Fountain Valley moving one, and then we could just kind of go from there. Okay. So then let me see what I can do there for you, Jake. And then just so that I have the appropriate billing information, would we use the same card that you just updated for Fort Worth for the, okay. So I think when Catherine put it in, it probably, encrypted the number. So I'm just going to show the last four. So give me the number again, just so I can update it for the Fountain Valley, and then I'll cancel out the account for Cowboy Strength Movers.
Okay. All right. All right. It's 481-888-003-693-5379-0828.
866 is... 166. Okay. Let's see how I did. That's probably the fastest typing I've had to do in my life. Now, question. This one has a Huntington Beach. This one has a Huntington Beach for the billing address. Is that still the same, the one on 10th Street?
No. No.
Okay, what's the billing address?
92673.
Okay, and then do you want me to refer back to the other account for the billing address, or do you want to just give it to me now because I have it in front of me?
Do you have 615 Via Barracuda, San Clemente, California, 92673.
I love San Clemente. It's beautiful.
Me too.
Yeah. Huntington Beach is nice, but I love San Clemente. It's a little bit more, it's so cute. It's like a little beachy, surfy town. And it's awesome.
The most
peaceful
Walmart you've ever been in, too, right there.
Really? Oh, my gosh. I'll have to go to check the Walmart out. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yep.
There's no such thing as a peaceful Walmart.
You're funny. Yeah, that is so funny. So, okay, so I got you up to speed on the Fountain Valley one, and then I'm going to eliminate the other one. And then once you're ready to go with your new company, let me know, and I'll get that $129 pricing matched. And these two are just billing for $39, the Fort Worth and the Fountain Valley, because you're doing the website hosting on them, okay?
Well, I don't even want the Fort Worth. I just want to pay for that one not to be in order. I just want the Fountain Valley for now because I'm not doing business.
You got it.
So, yeah.
Okay. So I'll cancel out the Fort Worth and the Cowboy, but the Cowboy, I'll get that $39 past due just waived. Okay. You got it. I'll go get I'll explain to the director what's going on. So you'll get confirmations on those other two getting canceled. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome, Jake. Have a nice day.
You too, bye.
Okay, thanks, bye.